I'm just all consumed with the big story of the morning. You know what I'm talking about, of course.
What?
This lie that's been perpetrated on us. The Subway footlong is only 11 inches.
It is?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you thought I was going to talk about Manti Te'o. No, no, this is way more important in my life. Somebody measured the Subway. I guarantee it was a woman.
Why didn't anyone think of doing this before?
So the $5 footlong is 11 inches.
Clearly. I'm so tired of being duped and things fall 1 inch short.
Well, what happens?
Clearly probably, 11 inches. But
it's probably 12 inches, and then when they cook the bread, it might shrink up a little bit.
When they cook the bread.
What if you don't get it toasted? I mean. What if you go cold?
Well, then there's really going to be
the bread's already been made.
Yeah, because it's dough, and then you got to throw
they
it
start
in.
Out,
make
he's
it,
saying
right?
they start out with 12 inches of dough, and they put it in the. But normally, yeast makes things get bigger.
But it rises,
smaller.
But it doesn't spread out, so maybe it all rises to
the
top.
It rises and gets rise to the top, can accomplish it all.
I mean, who cares if they tell you it's a foot long, if they tell you it's 12 inches? Who cares if it turns out to be 4.5 or 5?
Yeah, clearly. Well, I don't think they measured the 6-inch, kid.
Clearly,
I
mean, a guy is the one that
if Subway has a nice car, do you really care?
Nah.
I mean,
and maybe a boat.
Is it that big a deal?
Yeah. You're saying if you put it in a pretty package, then size shouldn't matter?
Nice bank account. Right. Yeah. Heck yeah.
All I know is it's
not the size of the sandwich.
No.
It's how delicious it is to eat.
Hey, does it get the job done?
Yeah.
Come on.
Fills you up.
I mean, truthfully, a little less is probably good, you know? It's not going to fill you up as much.
Right.
You cannot wipe the sides of your mouth after making a sandwich.
But every
like that.
Woman is upset about this. There are no men upset about this.
No. We're like, it happened.
You're
1 inch. Whatever.
What guy hasn't embellished the size of his sandwich? Come on.
I mean, what's 1 inch really? Nothing, right?
Right. Like, who's measuring? And who's the guy that's measuring in the first place?
Yeah. It wasn't a dude, Al.
Oh, every guy measures his sandwich.
So there's pictures all over the internet of people with yardsticks and measuring tapes.
Tape measures,
It's like the Subway version of chat roulette.
Chat roulette. Yeah. Kid.
You
know what?
Lady?
How smart is it? Everybody's going to want to go out today and buy a foot long and measure it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Are they?
I do.
Oh, I'm going to pre-measure right now.
I want to measure mine in store.
Before I purchase, I'm measuring.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. You might get arrested.
And then I'm going to bring it to Kid's house because he loves it when I show up with a 12-inch sub.
Yeah, that's the best. Nah, I'm measuring my sandwich in store today.
Okay. I think guys all over the country should do this. We should just call this measuring day.
Right.
Come to Jesus. This is the day, right?
This reminds me of when I got kicked out of the mall for the blood pressure machine incident. Blood pressure machine. They told me you're supposed to put your finger in there. And I'm like, oh, wow, my bad.
Now they tell you.
The little thing was so small. I mean,
how do you know?
Yeah. So, does Subway owe us all 1 inch for every foot long we've ever bought?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they do.
This story.
Well, dude, if you be honest with you, when you go,
you know, I don't even get the, I get the 6-inch, and I'm totally satisfied with that.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Every woman should be.
It's just fine.
Why do you need a foot long?
I mean,
you don't need that.
You're lucky to get a 6-inch. That's a good day.
You don't need that foot long.
No.
That's too
you
much.
You just don't need it. That's too, what, you can eat all that? No.
I would. You know I do.
No, I'd save some for later.
No, if I pay for it, I'm eating it. Every last bite.
I know that's true with Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You watch Kelly eat in our meetings. I can't think of anything else but Kelly eating.
Guys,
I love to eat.
She's got that fork and
she's focused.
That's why I can't be in the big ab contest on the TV show. I love to eat too much.
I mean, it's like a magic wand, her fork. It's like rearranged. I mean, here's Kelly eating. We're in a meeting, okay? Al, why don't you be sharing an idea you have for the show?
All right.
All right. Wait, go Al ahead, has Al. An idea for the show?
Yeah, he does. Watch.
That way you know we're pretending.
I know. It's Martin Luther King Day.
All right, go ahead, Al.
Go ahead.
All
right.
Idea.
For Martin Luther King Day, y'all, I was thinking we'd do something really different.
Like?
I thought we'd have a parade.
A parade?
Yeah.
How's that different?
It's different because we're having it. And y'all are all white people. Y'all could have the first ever white people Martin Luther King.
I've seen white people at parades before.
Well, no, but not for Martin Luther King. No,
I have.
Mostly black people.
Last time I went,
Salt!
Kelly!
Salt! I need some damn salt!
For the parade?
Salt!
Right, man!
More damn salt.
Get it with my plate.
I don't lie. I love to eat. You ask me on a date, I'm not going to fake like I don't eat either. I'm going to eat it.
It's like watching some like the best at their craft.
But
go
what?
After it.
I dated a girl like that, and I was, you know what? I'd always said,
food is pleasure.
Gets a plate, and she doesn't finish her food. I was kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
But this girl would make an orchestra, just like you, had that knife and that fork clanging on that doggone plate, and I couldn't even hear myself talk to her.
For a woman who says that she completely lacks passion for anything,
I love food.
One thing you have passion for. Yeah. Like when Kelly takes the fork out of the napkin, you can actually hear it.
It's an art form.
It sounds like that.
But boy, if the food doesn't show up for the meeting,
Kelly Raspberry is gonna be
It's something I look forward to. I look forward to something all morning, and then it's late or they get lost. They always say they get lost trying to find us.
Let's recreate that scenario, okay?
Yeah.
The food's late for the meeting.
Every
time. Al, you're back on your idea again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So guys, this is it. We're gonna have this parade on Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually going to be a 24-hour parade, and we're going to also combine it with a million-man march.
Kelly,
how about that?
Is there going to be food at this parade? Because there's supposed to be food at this meeting.
Sure. We'll have a food truck.
I don't know if you guys knew that, but there's no food at the meeting.
Well, it's a meeting first, Kelly. It's not food and meeting. It's meeting, maybe food.
What happened, Kelly, is they got the wrong date.
Blah, blah, blah.
So we'll get it next
week. Where's my food?
We'll get it next week.
Somebody better get some food up in here right now. That's all I got to say. I'm standing here with my fork. And I am ready to eat.
Kelly, do you carry a fork with you?
Jenny, you little short thing, you just shut up or I'm going to eat your wrist right off your hand. I'll just chomp away on it. Give me some barbecue sauce. I'm going to eat Jenny's forearm right now.
Barbecue
you won't miss
sauce.
It. All right. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
that's okay.
So here's my idea.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your favorite food? We're going to ask this on the air, and then whatever listeners say, I'm going to eat it.
I'm not even arguing. I'm not even mad.
She doesn't argue at all.
I'm not even mad at you about that.
Man, your family at the buffet, I'll bet it's the most silent dinner ever. Nobody says a word.
My parents just went to South Carolina. They were driving all night. They're in the car right now. They might be listening. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
But,
hey, Jerry.
They were so excited because they had to go back to the China buffet and get bang, bang shrimp before they hit the road.
Yeah, what?
And that was like they had to orchestrate their whole day to go back to the China buffet.
What an authentic Chinese restaurant. I believe that's what they call it in Shanghai.
We have bang, bang shrimp on the phone right now.
Isn't it called she bang, bang shrimp?
She bang, no.
Hello. Like the bang bang shrimp.
Hey, bang bang.
Okay, partner.
Hey, how
you doing? They serve bang bang shrimp at the China buffet.
Okay, good buddy.
Oh, good buddy.
We love to eat, and I don't care. Yeah. We don't apologize for it. Food is love. Food is happiness.
Food is
your consolation on those cold, lonely nights.
Uh-huh. Why not?
Why not?
Who wants to be all skinny and crunchy like celery?
Not me. Skinny people are cranky.
Yeah.